Yeah, sometimes things happen up at the repeater shack. I've gone to key up this repeater, the Fenton repeater, before, and nothing. Dead. Check with Fred. He can remote into the cabinet and check the power at the power strip. Check if the internet's up or not. And there was a storm that came through over the summer. And the power went out all the way up the road to the repeater site and down into the city of Fenton. Consumers was up there restringing wires and fixing poles. And I don't know, the power was out for quite a while. I can't remember if it was a day, 24 hours or whatever, but he called me and said, they're all done up there. The power should be back on, but it's not coming back on. And I went up there and the breaker was tripped. So in the repeater cabinet, there's a grounding plate screwed right into the side of the cabinet. And then there's a big ground wire that comes off the bottom and goes to the cabinet ground. And the breaker itself has a ground. It's a GFI breaker. And if the conditions are just right, like the power flicks off and on, or lightning strikes real close, sometimes it'll trip that breaker. But it got tripped during the power outage. You know, it could have been just when they were reconnecting it, went off and on a couple times or something and tripped that breaker. I just flipped the breaker back on and everything was good to go. But sometimes things happen at the repeater sites. So how you feeling? Getting all back to normal? That bronchitis is nothing to mess with. Usually the way that I knew that I had it is I'd be out shoveling snow or something, and I'd come in and collapse on the floor, literally laid out on the living room floor getting my clothes off. And I was so exhausted, I'm like, uh-oh. I'd have a little bit of wheezing, and I had no energy, like just drained if I did anything. So I knew it was bronchitis. It was time to call the doctor.